Listen to the following text. You can now hear each part of the text two times. Please read the questions of Part A now. Part A. Schools all over the world have looked very much the same for the last 50 years or so. In many classrooms, there are interactive whiteboards and computers now, of course, and students can work with tablets and use the internet. However, there is still a teacher who stands at the front of the students' desks. But just imagine you're 13, like Julie, and live 298 miles away from your teacher and your nearest school friend. Julie is an Australian teenager and lives on a cattle station in the outback. The outback is the parts of the country that are far away from the towns and cities. Only a few people live there. Julie's home is 6 hours away from the nearest town. That's Alice Springs, a place in the centre of Australia. Let's meet Julie now.
Good day, everybody. I'm Julie, and I'd like to tell you about my school. It's the largest classroom in the world. It's called the Alice Springs School of the Air, and it's for kids like me who live far away from the cities and towns. It has been my school since I was 3 and a half, and I will stay with it until year 9. My school has got around 10 teachers, and there are 160 students. It's open for 40 weeks of the year, like all the other schools in Australia. The school year starts in February and ends in November.
Julie's real teachers sit in 4 studios in a building in Alice Springs. When they started this school 70 years ago, they used a kind of walkie-talkie to speak to their students. Today, there is a modern video conferencing system, similar to Skype, and so the students can see and hear their teachers in real time, can work on tasks together with their classmates, or just chat with them. What does Julie's typical school day look like?
My typical day starts when the sun comes up. My whole family is up then, and I'm busy with the chickens and sheep on the farm, or I pick fruit and vegetables for dinner. Breakfast is around 7:45, and then by 8:30 I'm ready for school. I sit in my room at my computer with my microphone, ready to talk to my teachers and classmates. I have the books, worksheets and exercise books in front of me, which I'll need for the day. The school sends them out to us before the start of the school year. At 8:45, Ms. Parker, our teacher, comes on screen and welcomes us. She usually opens the first lesson by calling out our names and passing on messages. We sometimes celebrate birthdays, and on Fridays there's a school assembly. But today is Tuesday, so we start right away. There are 12 other students in my class. It's brilliant that my class is so small. We get lots of chances to ask questions and be active during lessons every day.
Schools all over the world have looked very much the same for the last 50 years or so. In many classrooms, there are interactive whiteboards and computers now, of course, and students can work with tablets and use the internet. However, there is still a teacher who stands at the front of the students' desks. But just imagine you're 13, like Julie, and live 298 miles away from your teacher and your nearest school friend. Julie is an Australian teenager and lives on a cattle station in the outback. The outback is the parts of the country that are far away from the towns and cities. Only a few people live there. Julie's home is 6 hours away from the nearest town. That's Alice Springs, a place in the centre of Australia. Let's meet Julie now.
Good day, everybody. I'm Julie, and I'd like to tell you about my school. It's the largest classroom in the world. It's called the Alice Springs School of the Air, and it's for kids like me who live far away from the cities and towns. It has been my school since I was 3 and a half, and I will stay with it until year 9. My school has got around 10 teachers, and there are 160 students. It's open for 40 weeks of the year, like all the other schools in Australia. The school year starts in February and ends in November.
Julie's real teachers sit in 4 studios in a building in Alice Springs. When they started this school 70 years ago, they used a kind of walkie-talkie to speak to their students. Today, there is a modern video conferencing system, similar to Skype, and so the students can see and hear their teachers in real time, can work on tasks together with their classmates, or just chat with them. What does Julie's typical school day look like?
My typical day starts when the sun comes up. My whole family is up then, and I'm busy with the chickens and sheep on the farm, or I pick fruit and vegetables for dinner. Breakfast is around 7:45, and then by 8:30 I'm ready for school. I sit in my room at my computer with my microphone, ready to talk to my teachers and classmates. I have the books, worksheets and exercise books in front of me, which I'll need for the day. The school sends them out to us before the start of the school year. At 8:45, Ms. Parker, our teacher, comes on screen and welcomes us. She usually opens the first lesson by calling out our names and passing on messages. We sometimes celebrate birthdays, and on Fridays there's a school assembly. But today is Tuesday, so we start right away. There are 12 other students in my class. It's brilliant that my class is so small. We get lots of chances to ask questions and be active during lessons every day.
You will now hear Part B. Please read the questions of Part B now. Part B. Julie is at high school now, so the lesson lasts for 1 hour. She has 15 lessons a week, including music, art, languages, maths, and physical education. Once finished, she can always check her year's website. On it, she finds recorded lessons, videos, and interactive worksheets. Like most kids in the outback, she does 5 to 6 hours schoolwork a day, and she's outside by early afternoon with the horses she rides. Or she swims in one of the billabongs. Billabongs are like small lakes. And once a year, there's a special event she looks forward to very much.
My most exciting time in the school year is get-together week. That's the best week ever. All the students and teachers meet at a camp and see each other face to face then. Last year, we got together in Sydney, Australia's biggest city. We all loved it. We hung out, had disco nights, went to the beautiful beaches, and saw some of Sydney's great attractions. We were at the zoo and the Sea Life Aquarium. My favourite was Luna Park. It's a big amusement park, and I tried all the rides. It's great that we have the chance to make friends from all over the outback. My best friend is Noah. He has the coolest mobile schoolroom you can imagine. It's on wheels. His parents travel around and work in different places. That's why they live in a big truck trailer, and Noah has his own room in it.
It can be a bit lonely for kids like Julie or Noah, of course. They're happy they can meet their friends at the School of the Air every day and learn just the same as students at normal schools learn and have a great life in the outback, too. Julie is at high school now, so the lesson lasts for 1 hour. She has 15 lessons a week, including music, art, languages, maths, and physical education. Once finished, she can always check her year's website. On it, she finds recorded lessons, videos, and interactive worksheets. Like most kids in the outback, she does 5 to 6 hours schoolwork a day, and she's outside by early afternoon with the horses she rides. Or she swims in one of the billabongs. Billabongs are like small lakes. And once a year, there's a special event she looks forward to very much.
My most exciting time in the school year is get-together week. That's the best week ever. All the students and teachers meet at a camp and see each other face to face then. Last year, we got together in Sydney, Australia's biggest city. We all loved it. We hung out, had disco nights, went to the beautiful beaches, and saw some of Sydney's great attractions. We were at the zoo and the Sea Life Aquarium. My favourite was Luna Park. It's a big amusement park, and I tried all the rides. It's great that we have the chance to make friends from all over the outback. My best friend is Noah. He has the coolest mobile schoolroom you can imagine. It's on wheels. His parents travel around and work in different places. That's why they live in a big truck trailer, and Noah has his own room in it.
It can be a bit lonely for kids like Julie or Noah, of course. They're happy they can meet their friends at the School of the Air every day and learn just the same as students at normal schools learn and have a great life in the outback, too. This is the end of the listening comprehension.